Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your host, the Reverend Ralph Mancini, and joining us today is the standout left tackle from Boston College, Anthony Costanzo, considered by many to be the best offensive lineman in this upcoming draft. How's it going today, Anthony?
Doing well. Doing real well.
Now, Anthony, you've been through the off-season grind of training at IMG Academies. You've gone to the Senior Bowl. You've worked out at the Combine. What's been the highlight of your off-season so far?
It's all been a highlight. I mean, IMG has been great. It's been, besides the beautiful weather, we've been able to get a lot of work done here. And I think the highlight would probably have to be the Senior Bowl. I mean, that was just some great competition. And, you know, it was fun to get out there and play some football. It was like a little extra football that I got to play even after the season. It was a bonus, kind of, so that was nice.
Yeah, and also, you've been highly touted for a while now. What was your game plan going into the off season? What were you looking to improve through all that training that you just underwent?
Well, I basically wanted to add more lean muscle mass. I came into training around 300. I'm now about 312. So I put on real good weight. And I'm feeling faster at this weight that I'm at now. So I definitely accomplished that. And I just wanted to, basically work as hard as I could and get everything that I could out of these couple months of training, because I knew there was such little amount of time, and I just wanted to get everything that I could out of it.
Right. Okay. And, it's hard to believe that, coming out of high school, that you didn't receive any scholarship offers. What's the story behind that?
I don't know. I was a 6'7", 220-pound drink of water, and colleges didn't think I was big enough. I had some colleges tell me they didn't think I'd get big enough to play tight end for them. So nobody thought I'd get big enough, and I guess that was basically why I didn't get any attention.
Huh. Yeah, and I have to say you filled out pretty nicely. As you mentioned, you're 312 pounds right now. I think at one point you were about 308, so you definitely have the size. Now, you're known as a guy who employs perfect technique. What would you say comes most naturally to you as a player, run blocking or pass blocking?
Being a lighter guy throughout my college career, and I started to put on a little bit more weight here towards the end of my career, but pass blocking was always more natural just because I'll be able to move my feet and, stay in front of guys and kind of use my quickness to my advantage. But since I put on some weight, at the Senior Bowl especially, I noticed the run blocking has become pretty fun too.
Okay. And, as a pass blocker, particularly at left tackle, what would you say is the most important quality a pass protector should have against edge speed rushers? You've had your battles with some really, really great pass rushers out there, the likes of Robert Quinn, Daquan Bowers, Brandon Jenkins from Florida State. How did you game plan for these guys?
Basically, you can't use any wasted movement. You have to gain ground with each step, because if they gain a step on you, they're so fast they're going to be right past you. So you got to be able to gain ground with each step and maintain a good relationship in terms of being inside of them so that they can't get the inside move to the quarterback. And I basically just used my technique that I knew against each guy, and I figured if I did what I do as best as I could, that they wouldn't get past me.
Right. And, you mentioned before that, the Senior Bowl was probably the highlight of your whole off-season experience. Talk about some of the competition that you faced at the Senior Bowl. Who impressed you among the defensive linemen? Who gave you the most problems during the week?
Cameron Jordan from Cal was probably the best D lineman that I faced when I was there, in my opinion. He's a guy who was very powerful and able to use his hands. He was a very good player. And then in the actual Senior Bowl game, Brooks Reed was a very good player, too, from Arizona. So those two guys really impressed me.
Yeah, and it's interesting about Brooks Reed. A lot of people were talking about him being a late-round guy, and now a lot of the experts are projecting him to be a first-rounder even, so that's pretty interesting. Now, You attended Fort Valley Military Academy. I assume that was where you got your discipline from. Tell us, you know, how did that period of your life prepare you for football at Boston College?
Yeah, I mean, at 14, we had to wake up early. You know, we had a trumpet. We had to be, you know, a trumpet that woke us up. We had to be out in the hallway ready to go in 5 minutes, you know, dressed, shaved. But, I mean, we had everything was very regimented. You know, we had our meals and we ate very regimented. Everything was kind of laid out for us. It got me really in the path of scheduling my day. So, I mean, I kind of learned to live on a nice schedule, and I kind of continued that through college. I was able to really manage my time well. So, coaching helped me with that a ton.
Yeah, and, you know, you're coming into the NFL with some excellent credentials. You're a Rhodes Scholar nominee, a biochemistry major, and reportedly your goal is to conduct cancer research after football. What inspired you, or what's inspiring you to do that?
Well, I mean, I first kind of decided I wanted to do that because, I mean, I just don't like the disease. I think it attacks people that unfairly, you know, I mean, people don't deserve these bad things happen to them. The disease can take opportunities out of their life, and I've seen guys like her, like the most recent,
right,
who were able to beat the cancer and, you know, pursue their dreams. I feel like everybody deserves an opportunity, and with some more research, I feel like more people will be able to have that opportunity.
Yeah, and I don't mean to turn this into a medical segment here, but do you think that we'll ever find a cure for cancer?
I mean, it's tough because the disease evolves as much as the cure has the different treatment to do. So, you know, once there's a cure, the disease will basically evolve. I mean, it's tough to actually find like one solitary cure.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And so now you have your pro day coming up next Wednesday, I believe. And, you know, a lot of the talent evaluators out there, they already know what you're about, basically. You had a great combine performance. Well, what are your goals going into your pro day? What do you think you need to show a lot of these NFL people that maybe they don't know about you?
I basically want to be able to show them that I'm a natural bender, because a lot of the question is, because I'm 6'7", you know, can I bend naturally? And in the position drills, I just want to show how naturally I'm able to bend my knees and sink my hips and change direction. So I really like to show them that. I've learned a lot from various coaches. Coach Lovat is working with me here at IMD, and then Coach Alexander from the Senior Bowl, different techniques that I just would like to, you know, kind of show that I've mastered them.
Right, right. And, you know, here at the NFL Draft Bible, I mean, we have you ranked as the number one overall tackle in this draft. Do you consider yourself the best at your position? And if so, what makes you stand out above the rest?
I don't really consider myself to other guys. I mean, my goal is to be the first tackle drafted, but it's really up to the scouts and up to the team to decide who is the best tackle.
You know, what's interesting, I remember watching you play during the Senior Bowl, and I thought I saw you out there taking some snaps at guard as well. I mean, that just shows your versatility. I mean, obviously, you know, if your team was in a pinch, I'm sure that, you know, you'd be more than willing to play at another position as well, correct? Yeah, and when you're not busy looking for a cure for cancer, what do you like to do in your spare time? What's your favorite off the field activity?
There's probably two that I just love. I love to eat. I'm a connoisseur. My family actually has a restaurant in Chicago, but I like to find a good restaurant wherever I'm at and get good food. And I love to watch movies too. My brother's actually in the movies in Hollywood, kind of
Yeah, is there a movie out there that you just keep on watching over and over again? I remember, you know, when I was in college, my movie back then was Goodfellas. I used to watch that every day. Is there a movie
that's
like
a
that?
Great movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, looking back, what's your favorite memory of Boston College? What are you going to miss the most about those days? And to close out the interview, we usually do something called three and out. I'm going to ask you three non-football questions. So here's the first one, first down. You know, you brought up movies. That's one of your favorite hobbies. Well, if they made a movie about you as a player at Fort Valley and at Boston College, who would play the part of Anthony Costanzo? Yes, I know it's hard to find somebody that's going to be big enough to play you, but, I mean, there's got to be somebody out there. Maybe Vince Vaughn. He's a pretty big guy. Who knows?
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor, too. That would be all right.
And second question, second down, which female celebrity would you most like sharing a romantic evening with? I know it's hard to narrow it down. A lot of pretty women out there.
I'm gonna say Rihanna.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's pretty and she can sing too. That's not bad. And finally, third down. You know, being a fellow Italian American, I have to ask you, what's your favorite Italian meal or your favorite Italian dish?
Oh man, all right, this one I know right off the top of my head. My mom makes the Italian red gravy on Sundays every once in a while, where she'll make the big vat of marinara sauce and cook, you know, whether it's sausage or my favorite is neck bone. She'll cook different brioche, cook the different meats in there, and the fat will come off into the sauce, and we'll use the sauce for the pasta, and that's usually my favorite thing ever.
Yeah, it's funny how they throw all these different types of meats in there, and it always comes out tasting good. So, yeah, that's good stuff. All right, Anthony, I want to thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here at the NFL Draft Bible. I want to wish you luck in the road ahead. I want to wish you luck at your pro day, and I can't wait to see you dominate at the next level.
That's it. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
All right.